This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The quickest gun this side of the Mississippi Beltway, Ben Hall. What are you looking at for tonight?
No, maybe this weekend. No, let's get it started with Jason and Ben. Then
he wants to play his sounder.
I flustered him. Yeah. No, don't worry about it, brother.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I got to play the sounder.
Ben's got a lot going on, Ben.
Yeah, that one's on me. I'll be honest.
You got a new wardrobe today. There's a lot going on. You've had a lot thrown at you in the last 90 minutes.
That was probably the biggest curveball, though. That was like Charlie Morton when he hit somebody and they swing. That was one of those types of curveballs.
Yeah, Colton Cowser in the playoffs?
Yeah. Might be going to the hospital.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Broken finger in one of the biggest at-bats of the season. Nonetheless, Chicago White Sox team total under 3.5 at -130. You got Shota Imanaga on the bump, and he's actually been really, really good on the road compared to at home, which is different than a lot of guys, right? 4-2 with a 1.33 ERA and 7 starts away, and opposing batters are hitting 175 against him. And since he's come off the IL, his first game back, he gave up 3 earned and 5 1/3. But he's had 4 starts, 3-1 with a 2.13 ERA, with opposing batters hitting 180 off of him, and he's gone 7 innings in 2 straight. So I do think the White Sox lineup is held down a little bit today. Next play is the WNBA. Alyssa Thomas, Terp legend, over 29.5 points, rebounds, and assists, -120. Big time a game against the Liberty. They've played twice this year, and she's cleared it both times, and it wasn't even close. She's coming off an ugly scoring game. The first game this season, she's gone under 10 points, and she's cleared this in 8 of her last 12 games. So I do think she bounces back here and has 30-plus PRAs. And you could also get a triple-double, +410. Wouldn't put a lot of money on it, but I do think there's a chance of that.
Sprinkle?
A good sprinkle. And then there's an NFL future prop that I really, really like here. Malik Nabers, 1,250-plus receiving yards this season. I took it up to get it at plus money. And when you look at it, right, you think a wide receiver in New York, the quarterbacks suck. Well, last year he had Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, Tommy DeVito, and even a game with Tim Boyle starting, and he had 1,204. And that was with him missing 2 games with injury. If it's Russell Wilson for a few weeks, that's fine because he knows where he has to go with the football to have the most success. Jameis Winston would be magnificent for us because we saw what Jerry Judy did with him last year. Yeah. And we know Jameis is going to pick up the most dead stats of all time, as he always does. And then Jackson Dart, I don't expect to see him much, but if we do, he knows he has to get the ball to their best player. And a top-tier receiver is always their best friend. He's dealing with a toe injury, or has with this offseason. I'm not too concerned because he's been healthy through his college career, and he's been healthy for most of his career. And then one more MLB play for today. Aaron Judge, over 1.5 total bases at -135. Don't love giving out the name guy because you can take them every night and probably be profitable. But Judge is +140 to hit a home run today, which is like, it's bizarre to see somebody to put a ball over the fence at +140. And there's no value even on it when you could take two total bases, 2 singles, double, whatever you want to get there. Walker struggled against right-handed hitters this season. Judge against right-handed pitching, 336, 437, 714 slash line at home. And we saw Walker crumble in his last start, and that's what I'm expecting the rest of the season from him. Judge also has 4 home runs against Walker in his career. He's just 4 for his last 25, and a lot of those were road games. Now he's coming, returning to the Bronx. I do think he shows up today.
Beltway Ben Hall, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at BH Journalist on Twitter, and every day at Wanna Bet with us. You can get it at youtube.com/WannaBet, which we're up to 406 subscribers. Nice. I mean, we're taking over the world one second at a time, one subscriber at a time as well.
Slow burn.
Well, Jason,
I think, is starting to pick up on it. I think he's starting to feel us take over the world as
You are his
one dress shirt at a time as well.
Yeah,
we're taking over the
Wine
closet.
Industries.
We are taking over Dennis Wyman's closet.
You are
one
his
fine shirt at a time.
Cohort on Wanna Bet. What are you looking at this weekend?
I like NYCFC on the money line against the Dallas FC Dallas tonight in MLS. You can get that almost 2-1.
Is that a hate watch for you?
Who said I'm going to watch it? I'm not watching that. I don't need to watch it to play it.
Yeah.
CFL, where my results have been mixed. I say that as a public service announcement, but I do like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders tonight. That line has moved around. It's back around 8.5. I would take it down to 7 or 7.5. But I do think that has the potential to get sideways for them tonight. I like the Mariners on the money line tonight against the Angels. Angels are slumping, won 6 of their last 17. Severino's on the mound. He's great on the road. He's terrible at home. Woo's on the mound for Seattle. I just think that's priced too much for me to lay off it. Seattle's got the better bullpen, too. I like Texas to lay 0.5 run on the first 5 against Atlanta tonight with Eovaldi on the mound for them. And we've had a lot of success on Wanna Bet playing some of these no-run first innings or yes-run first inning bets and actually pairing them together, so turning them into a parlay. And the first of these games starts at 4, so if you're interested in this, you want to get on it soon. I like a no-run first inning in the Milwaukee-Miami game, which starts, again, at 4, parlayed with a no-run first inning in the KC-Cleveland game. That's going to get you close to plus 250. You could play them each by themselves around minus 120 to minus 130. But I have put a few ducats on.
Sprinkle?
On that. We had 7 straight hits on the show. Whew. Between me, Ben, or Eric Casilius. 7 straight Nerfy or Yerfy parlays hit, including one for plus 669, a 3-legger that I
gave
out. And we're not giving out like 12 of them a day, and then when one hits, we're like, oh, it hit. No. We're giving out 1 to 2 tops a day. We had 7 straight hit.
Where can we find it again?
You can go to my Twitter at JasonLockin4. You can go to youtube.com/@WannaBetWithUs. You
like
can just go into Twitter or X and type in at Wanna Bet with us, and then, you know,
win some money.
Maybe on some other platforms as well.
A lot of
conversations going on in the Wanna Bet universe.
Wow.
I wouldn't call it domination, Ben, or
That's domination.
I respect that. That's sort of like the old bull, young bull thing.
You got to open the ears up. You make a statement like that, everybody starts tuning. Wanna Bet?
Yeah.
Let me look this up.
Let me see what they're
and
about.
All of a sudden, that 414 on YouTube goes up to 416.
You know what that's from? I was on Kornheiser. Honestly, I'll tell you where the bump came from. I was on Kornheiser the other day.
Again?
Yesterday, like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, that's why. I was wondering why I jumped up quick.
It's the littles.
Yeah.
The littles will get us to 1,000. Once I start doing Tony every week during the football season.
We'll I was wondering why.
I don't really know that's where the money is, Beltway Ben. I don't really know that that's... Every little bit helps. I don't know that that's... I don't know what YouTube is necessarily where it's at for old Wanna Bet.
You need to be everywhere.
It's reality.
You need to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Take over the world.
Yeah, it's part of the world takeover, yes. Want to give that site again?
No.
Okay.
They can find it.
Yeah. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens.
They're just type in Wanna Bet. Yeah, you'll find it.
They're on the practice field, third day of training camp. And what about Nnamdi Madubuike? How's he bounced back from what was an okay year last year? And can he become a leader of this defense? We discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Next here on the Fan.
Yeah, definitely. I saw myself as a leader last year as well. I was breaking the team down before game and getting everybody ready to go. Mike and Herb were great vets for us, and we're leaders. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's me being stepping up, but me growing more in a role as a leader.
That's Nnamdi Matabike speaking Tuesday evening. Remember, all the players had to report by then, and he was one of the guys that spoke to the media after everybody reported, and he talked about being more of a leader now that Brent Urban and Michael Pierce are gone. He says he started doing that a year ago. Could Nnamdi Matabike, we think Marlon's like the vocal leader of this defense. Could Matabike become a real leader on this defense?
I think so. I mean, he spent a lot of time around a guy like Calais Campbell. Again, these things ebb and flow. He's now clearly one of the highest paid players on that side of the ball. He's had one of the more memorable individual seasons in Ravens defensive line history, and that's obviously an illustrious group. Who else on the D-line? Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you want to put Van Noy in there, but he's kind of quirky, and he's been a bit of a mercenary, kind of bouncing around from team to team. And, you know, and that's more of a linebacker anyway. Like, yeah, I think Matabike continues to sort of embrace it, and I think he has some interesting things to say. And I think he's going to have, I don't think he's going to have the year he had 2 years ago. I don't think he's ever going to do that again. And not many players in their career have that kind of season. But I do think he's going to have a more robust season than last year.
I think so too. And he bulked up some. He said he added 5 to 10 pounds of muscle to take on those double teams that he was facing with more regularity last year. But if you focus just on the defensive line, exclude edge. And he brought up the fact that Brent Urban, Michael Pierce, they're no longer here. Yeah. And they weren't standout players by any means, but they were veterans who have been in the NFL for a long, long time. You look at the D-line, you bring in John Jenkins, he just got here. But Travis Jones, young guy, Brody, Aeneas Peebles, he's kind of that veteran big voice there. And especially when you look at his resume where he's got that all pro, he's got that big contract. So that kind of commands the leadership and respect.
More from Nnamdi Matabike. He talks, as Bone just referenced, about being double teamed so much last year.
Yeah, definitely got a lot of potential last year. It freed up a bunch of guys, but, you know, it was frustrating at times. But, you know, I made emphasis this offseason to find ways to split them, get stronger in the weight room, stuff like that, get even add a little bit more weight because, you know, I know they're going to be sliding. So it's a good thing, you know, and I appreciate it. But, you know, I definitely want to keep being productive and being the player that I know I can be.
Like Michael Jordan having to put on muscle to go against the Pistons and the Jordan rules. Nnamdi Matabike getting in the lab, bulking up a little bit to deal with double teams.
Well, he's not going to see any. He's not going to see any fewer. I mean, if anything, I think he better, like, sort of to his point, buckle in for maybe even more. And we'll see. You know, if Travis Jones becomes more of an every down thing, we'll see if where his production goes. We'll see if they bring another body in. They got a lot more out of Michael Pierce than I thought they would. And that, to me, is a significant departure.
A huge departure. And you're hoping that John Jenkins can kind of at least tread water there with Pierce. But I know the rush defense, they finished first overall last year. But that game in Buffalo, they ran for 120, 130 yards on the ground there.
They ran their way to the lead.
They did. They did. And they were extremely conservative in the second half. That was part of it, too. But Michael Pierce, that was the big guy kind of clogging the middle and freeing up Roquan Smith and the linebackers to roam.
More from Nnamdi Matabike. Cut 56, how he views individual success.
Attention that you get on the line. And obviously, production is for everybody, but just being really a tenacious force, you know, that's how I see yourself as a player. You know, when you're a good player, people are going to scheme against you and stuff like that and try to stop you, and it's going to free up other guys, but you still want to play, you still want to ball, you still want to eat. So you just got to have to find ways to, like, beat the slides and watch even more film and just study, you know, specific opponents. So those are the things I'm going to definitely emphasize this year.
So do you buy that success is based on how much attention paid to you, not necessarily the stats you produce?
Well, I mean, I think there's something to it. Do you have that gravitational force that makes life easier for others? And even if you're not filling up the box sheet that week, is your overall position group still grading out very well? And are other people maybe cleaning up some of the messes that you start? I mean, I think there's something to that, and that might be his way of maybe saying that, you know, okay, so I didn't have as big of a share of the sack number percentage wise as I did the year before, but people didn't think Van Noy was going to do what he did, and people didn't think Clowney before that, the year before that, was going to do what he did.
No.
And people frankly didn't think Owe was going to have the numbers that he had, even though I would say it's much more sporadic and hit or miss than him as a consistent pass rushing force. And so that might be his way of saying, you know, if you look at that film, maybe he had a lot to do with all that.
Sure, he definitely played a role there, but you still would like to see him be more impactful this upcoming season than last year. And with the contract that he's given out, yeah, you want those numbers up there. And the numbers were down across the board. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits. They were down across the board. And you're right. Is he going to get back to that 2023? He what 10 straight games recording at least half a sack that tied an NFL record at that time? That's not realistic. But the Bengals game, he had three sacks. Three of his 6.5 sacks was in that one game.
More from Nnamdi Matabike. Cut 60. What does being a dominant defense mean to the guys on the defense?
Just being us, you know. I think in the middle of last year, you know, we found a little spark that we needed. You know, we didn't come up to the best start, but, you know, we started picking up as the season went on. But just being ourselves, playing Raven football, and is definitely the cornerstone of our whole team is on defensive play. I know we take pride in stopping the run and stopping passes and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to emphasize on in camp.
Well, it's good to say that, but the offense dominates this team now, but
yes,
if they could get back to having a defense that can shut teams down, slow them down at least, that will go a long way to fulfilling Super Bowl expectations.
at the very least, it's got to be a whole lot more consistent defense than what we saw last year, where from a passing standpoint, it was abject failure the first 10 weeks and then finally got to be stable. And the run game carried them, run game defense, but you didn't have to run on them if you could throw on them all the time. And with as many points as they scored, you've got to throw to keep up with them anyway. So, yeah, we'll see how those variables change. And if the game flow is the same sort of ebbs and flows of a year ago, or if this season has a little different nature, but they certainly need to come out of the gates better.
That's
can't lose to a Gardner Minshew in September again.
Luckily, they don't play him this year.
Somebody like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. You got to hit the ground running this year because the schedule, you're facing five playoff teams in the first 6 weeks, and you can't be as horrible as you were in the first 10 weeks, or you're going to dig yourself into a hole.
One more from Namdi. Is the team feeling any pressure from Super Bowl expectations?
Overall, we're just happy everybody, just to see everybody's faces, just be here, see everybody healthy and ready to go. Everybody's just excited to see each other and just get ready for a training camp. That's all we're just focused on, just having a great camp.
You don't want to hear about Super Bowl or bust either.
I got some breaking news.
What's that? Oh.
Courtesy of our friend Cordell Woodland.
Yeah.
Tyler Loop just went 10 for 10 on field goals. His longest was a 63-yard bomb.
Damn.
Apparently, emphatic high fives from Harbs after Looper. The 63-yarder. Oh. That, according to Jonah Schaefer.
Wow.
Big day on the practice field at Owings Mills. Looper. Big Looper.
And Hoyland had done, a good day Looper. Yesterday.
I wonder how Jordan Stout looked, though.
I've not heard.
Bone.
I'm not
Get your
Jordan
TMI ready. Get
I'm
your
not
TMI
a
ready.
Stout defender.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of are. You drew your line in the sand. You did. You did.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, coming up next, Orioles and the Rockies start a 3-game set tonight. Cam, you're at 6 o'clock BBT. It's Bobster and Jim Hunter live from Pickles. But it's been a pretty news. Chock full of news day for the O's. They traded Gregory Soto. They can't trade Felix Bautista, at least you don't think so, because he's hurt. We discuss Hot Corner next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Orioles and Rockies getting ready to start the first of three down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Baltimore Baseball tonight, 6. It's Bobster and Jim Hunter, but it's been a pretty busy, I guess, 24-plus hours. Orioles had to put Felix Bautista on the IL, some shoulder issues, so I don't think they were going to trade him in the first place, but now it's pretty unlikely he's getting traded because he's going to be on the IL for 2 weeks. But in the meantime, Gregory Soto got the save yesterday, Jason, and today they trade him for 2 minor league pitchers to the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, look, the trade deadline is not a day. Trade deadline is a deadline that's known about before the season starts, and preparation for it in real front offices begins in earnest well before then, especially if you happen to have taken a heel turn to the point where people like Jason Stark are calling you one of the most catastrophically failed first halves in modern baseball history. So you could act on that impetus early and get ahead of the curve before your closer gets hurt and your center fielder falls off a cliff and your DH, you start trying to prop up at first base and now he's not hitting that well and he can't field the ball. And before other guys get hurt, like your closer, who would have been the best thing you could have dealt and you should have been peddling to the world, whether you found something you thought was to your liking or not, every front office in the league should have known that we're having conversations about Felix Bautista, and that should have started last month. So there is all that. Soto's among the many guys that we have said for now almost, for me, months, has to go. And this is what these trades are going to look like. It's going to be some 26 to 28-year-old who's going to come here and be a phone call away from plugging a hole at the big leagues. Not special, not good, not even really with upside, but like, could we justify having this kid try to pitch fifth and sixth innings for us at the major league level in September when we're really out of arms? And then the other guy would be an absolute lottery ticket, probably between 19 and 22 years old, who will do some things really well, like in the case of this young man, throw the ball 101 miles an hour, but will have never done it above the Dominican League or will have never done it above the complex league like this young man. And he'll have control issues and he'll need a lot of development. And Lord knows that doesn't go on around here. And that'll be that. We're not talking guys who are even in the top 10 of their team's top 30 list, let alone top 100 of the league. Maybe some of these guys skew a little higher than that, but like, I think the Kittredge trade is going to be very much like this. Dominguez trade, I think, is going to be very much like this. That's where they are. That's what a failed season looks like. And don't get it twisted. Since the June 20th of last year, they have been an absolute failure as a baseball operation across the board.
But I think now, just the reality where they're in, it's about setting the expectations where anyone thinking that they're going to jump in the farm system rankings back into the top five from this trade deadline.
No, that was what the draft was for. That was what hoarding all the draft picks and taking all the comp picks. That's what the draft was.
Well, I still don't think they're going to jump up that high. They were like in the 20s.
Bro, they had like 7 of the first 90 picks. Everybody, of course, in real time is lauding them. Oh, it's going to work out just fine for them. Don't worry.
They'll jump up. But the haul that they'll get from this trade deadline, it's not going to be transformational by any stretch. It's about getting these guys out of here because they're on expiring contracts and freeing up some opportunities for some guys that we would hope to see. Now, will they end up coming up like a Dylan Beavers? And you brought up yesterday, maybe it ends up being Heston Kjerstad when it's all said and done. But it's freeing up spots to see some of these younger guys.
To your point, Jason, Wellington Arocena is probably the better player, the lottery ticket of this trade.
He's the only potential prospect. Yeah, the other guy is...
Yeah. Arocena,
not a thing.
Yeah, Arocena is either 20 or 21, depending on who you read. He was the 19th ranked prospect in the Met system. Cameron Foster's 26. He will probably pitch for the Orioles before the end of the season.
He might.
He's been like between AA and AAA, and the reality is they're going to trade multiple arms, at least they should, so they're going to need guys to
Other
fill.
People will get hurt.
Yes.
They're going to trade proven veteran bullpen arms. Even if they start looking at some of these young starters, we've noted they've never let Brandon Young throw more than 75 pitches. With McDermott's setbacks this year, whenever he gets here, he's not going to be going super long into games. So they need volume. And their organizational depth, despite them telling you how great they are at their jobs and how wonderful they are at player development and all the Baseball America awards they've won, there's nothing there from a pitching standpoint, which is why you're willing to take 26-year-olds who, when they pitched in AAA for the Mets at Syracuse, got lit up. Like, you're willing to take them because it's probably better than what you have.
You need a second player and you need an arm.
Yeah, and they've needed arms in this system for years now, and they still don't select anyone in the first round when it comes to arms at that point. So you're hoping that a young kid like the 20-year-old, one of them pops.
So let me ask you a question. We're off the air till Monday. If I set the over-under at 1.5 players,
it's going to be bounce-back fallback.
traded by the Orioles before we hit the air on Monday, do you go over or under?
I mean, I think that he makes another transaction. It could be two people. Might be two people in that transaction. He's got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
And he moves at a methodical snail's pace. And I don't think he's very good at juggling multiple balls in the air. And I think that's been proven time and time again, not just at the deadline, but in-season acquisitions across the board, even knowing when to promote a kid. So I think they're very into navel-gazing, and it's a three-person operation, and there's not enough checks and balances. So I think they're probably internally thinking, hey, if we could move another reliever, or maybe even Morton, before Monday, might not be a bad idea because we still got all these position guys to trade, too.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going over.
I'm saying two.
I'm saying three players. Two. Might be a package, but three players get dealt by Monday. And I say that not disagreeing with anything Jason said about how deliberate they are.
Well, you know, because they're deliberate, they better start checking a few boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we get to Wednesday and there's still 7 to 8 tradable players on this roster,
that's silly.
They're not going. It will not go well for them.
No.
And even if they're not self-aware enough to know that, hopefully somebody they work for is,
or somebody in that building that can
maybe even
wake
the same
them
people
up
who forced them to fire a manager.
Yeah,
they made a lot of moves right at the deadline last year. A
lot of quantity, Bum. Man. Quantity. Eloy Jimenez and Austin Slater. That was a time.
Eloy Jimenez, who couldn't make it through half a season with the Durham Bulls, mm-hmm. got released about 3 weeks ago. Couldn't make it through a season in the international. Just think about the people they acquire and then what happens to their careers when they acquire them.
Coming up next, man, oh man, T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to get back into the Ravens involving Nnamdi Matabike as well. If the Ravens spine, Matabike, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, all play at their peak, it's easily one of, if not the best, spines in the NFL in terms of a defense. But all three of those players had not bad years. They all had solid, good years, but lesser than in 2023 for that entire trio. Which of those three players returning to form is most crucial to the Ravens' defense's success for the upcoming season? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls, and we have a poll next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
We've talked a lot this offseason about getting this Ravens defense from the undergraduate level to the graduate level class. And they were really, really bad first 10 weeks of the season. They were really, really good the rest of the way, finishing first in several categories from weeks 11 through 18. But having a collective strong year from start to finish. And part of that's going to be with Zach Orr. He's going to be a lot more comfortable having a full year under his belt as a defensive play caller. But the other part is getting some of their best players on the defensive side of the football playing some of their best football. And talking about Nnamdi Matabike, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton. All of these guys are former All-Pros. And Roquan Smith, he was a first-team All-Pro last year, but he would tell you the first 10 weeks of the season, that was not peak Roquan Smith football. We touched on Nnamdi. His numbers were down across the board, and Roquan, his level of impact, especially those first 10 weeks, were nowhere near what Ravens fans become accustomed to seeing prior to that. And Kyle Hamilton, he was in a much different role, quite frankly, because the defense was on fire and he was playing more deep safety, not necessarily being up towards the ball, making those impact plays, blowing up screens, tackles for loss. And that's why you saw some of those splash plays, the tackles for loss, the turnovers forced, they were all down. So asking the question, 410-583-1057, of that trio, which one of those three returning to form is most crucial to the Ravens defense's success in 2025? We have a poll up on IA1057 The Fan. That poll is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. And it's pretty split early on, about 150 votes in. 41.3% say Roquan Smith. 37.8% Kyle Hamilton, 21% Nnamdi Matabike, and I think you can make an argument for any of those three players, and it's how you want to go about it. Roquan Smith, that's who Eric DaCosta said, hey, he's the force multiplier. He's the guy that makes everyone else great, and when the Ravens acquired him in 2022, the defense was on fire at that point, then it was really, really good the rest of the way. Kyle Hamilton, we know what type of playmaker he could be. But maybe I'm zigging where other people zag. I'm going to say Nnamdi Matabike.
Me too, Bone.
And reason being, because we have the concern about the defense. We have the concern about getting the consistent pass rush. I know they finished second in the league in sacks last year, but pass rush win rate, they were 29th. If Matabike can be that disruptive force or close to it that he was in 2023, mm-hmm. that just makes the entire defense better. Because you get that pressure, you get more opportunities at forcing those turnovers. And also, you know, with no Pierce, with no Urban, they might have to lean on him even more. He might have to play even more snaps than he played in 2024. So that's my pick.
I'm with you. I went Matabike as well. I just think having a dominant D tackle sets everything else up for success. You need to have if you're going to get to where they're supposed to go, sorry, Harbs, Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
Then you need somebody in your interior playing at least at a top 10 level in the league at their position. It is that important. I am very much of the Bobby D philosophy that's the foundational building point and everything else stems from that. And Roquan can look a whole hell of a lot better if Matabike looks more like 23 than 24, and that's going to help bring Travis Jones along, and that's going to make life easier for the edge. I think that it all starts there. Now, is that group collectively good enough, deep enough? I don't know. I think when they do add a pass rusher, and boy, they better, that if that person has some interior pass rush and some flexibility to where you can line them up and what they could do over top of a guard in different sort of gaps than just coming off the edge, then all the better. Yeah, I think they need to be able to mix and match. And I think, I mean, obviously Lamar Jackson is the most important person on this football team. But for me, I mean, Nnamdi Matabike is a top three guy.
I preface by saying I don't think there's a wrong answer.
No,
here,
I don't think there is. I don't think there is.
But I went Roquan because of the three guys. He was the one that at times was bad a year ago.
There's not a wrong answer, but that's the least right.
Yeah, no, I went Roquan. I went Roquan there.
Bone like that one.
Yeah. That was good. So, I thought Nnamdi was not dominant but good. Sure. Kyle Hamilton was a second team All-Pro a year ago. Roquan was an All-Pro, but he didn't deserve it. I think his play can be a lot better than it was, especially early last year.
You can vote on the poll, IA1057 The Fan. You can also call us, 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phones. Trey is in Joppa. Trey, you're on The Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
On the topic of the spine of the defense, well, first, to answer the question, I'm kind of going with Ken here. I'm going to go with Roquan, just because when you look at snap count, Ro is probably going to be on the field more.
Yes,
than,
that's true.
He's going to be on the field more than Matabuke. Kyle's kind of maybe a tie there. But I'm going with Roe, but I got something to say about Kyle Hamilton, man. I made this point before, and tell me what you guys think about it. Kyle Hamilton's best plays don't come in safety. Kyle Hamilton's best plays come when he's next to Roquan, not when he's behind him.
Yes.
Kyle Hamilton's best plays do not come 10 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
They're 10 yards in front of him.
Yes.
And I have a problem when people call him the best safety in the league because he don't make plays. My favorite player was Ed Reed.
Yeah,
he don't. Me too. And I'm not. I know it's a tough comparison, but Kyle Hamilton does not make safety like plays. He might be the best open field tackler in football. In football, but I need him to affect the ball more. I need more pass breakups. I need more. Now, did the defense get better when he went back to safety? Sure. I mean, guess what? You could put anybody, an adequate football player in for Marcus Williams last year, and I mean, the defense would have been better. So, but I'm judging him higher on that. And I want him to affect the football more. But and when you were talking about the spine of the defense, I mean, he plays his best plays. If we made a Kyle Hamilton highlight tape, they would come next to Roquan, not necessarily behind him.
No, hybrid linebacker.
Appreciate the culture.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 1,000%, and that's why if you're looking for a new favorite player, maybe it's going to be Malachi Starks because maybe Malachi Starks makes more plays on the intended receiver and on the ball in flight 30-plus yards downfield than Kyle Hamilton did.
That's where and again, this is no comparison between Reed and Hamilton because they're completely different players, but Ed was the center fielder. That's not Kyle Hamilton.
No.
Kyle Hamilton's that chess piece, and that's what makes him great.
It's a Swiss Army knife.
Exactly. He can line up at any level of the defense and make plays.
I hope you didn't get enough bone, because coming up next, it's bounce back, fall back, bone.
Who gets
host.
Enough bone? Nobody.
Yeah, I think people need more
bone.
Yeah, no, people need more bone in their life, and you get it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.